Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website www.herbsherbs.com.
Wheat farmers looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments.
Check out Double Stop CL Plus and all other Oklahoma State developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com. Well, limited cash cattle interest expected this morning, although packer bids in the south are likely to become more active through the day. Following a limited trade late yesterday, bids are expected to redevelop about $122, with asking prices around $126 in our part of the country. Most of the midweek activity likely to be in the south today, but trade could be spread out through the rest of the week. Firm weakness quickly developing in the feeder cattle trade, which has added additional underlying pressure going into early May. This is likely to keep the overall tone of the market weak as traders search for signs of renewed buyer support in both live cattle and feeder cattle trade. The strong pressure in the complex is opening the door for a market rebound in the near future, but cattle trade will need to stabilize first, and so far this hasn't happened yet. Now, buyers unable to hold on to strong gains in the hog trade yesterday, which added more weakness to the entire complex and could add even more morning pressure today. Traders are once again focusing on the next round of trade talks with China, hoping for some additional information that will indicate a deal is either close or moving in that direction. The wheat contracts are higher this morning after most contracts got to enjoy a fresh round of contract lows yesterday. Whether a person wants to look at July, September, or December, hard wheat contracts are at their lowest levels for late April since 2007. Farm marketing is ground to a halt, although the ability of the farmer to hold grain off the market will get increasingly difficult with harvest 4 to 6 weeks away in the southern plains. Corn futures are posting gains this morning, working on a fifth session in a row with a higher close. As we noted earlier in the week, a lot of the recently added fund short positions were put on around 367 basis July futures, which could place them in jeopardy with any continued price strength. Soybeans are near unchanged on most contracts this morning, trying desperately to put a foot in the ground and lay the framework for a basing reversal process. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle down 55 cents, 114.42. August down 77, 111.77. May feeder cattle down 180, 141.60. August down 192, 149.15. May hogs down 47 cents at 84.30. Kansas City wheat, May's down 3.5, 386.25. July's down 3 cents at 394. Chicago wheat, May down 8.25 at 418.5. July's down 6.5 at 428.75. May corn up 1.25 at 353.25. July up 3/4 at 362.5. May soybeans down 6.25 yesterday, 841.25. July was down 6.75 at 854. May cotton down 15 cents, 75.98. July was down 17 cents at 76.78. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.